Yes, sir.
Pour l'hymne national de l'Irlande.
Michelle Smith wins the gold medal for Ireland in the women's 400 metres individual medley. I must have a word with the musical director.
Our commentator there, and what a moment. Michelle Smith, gold medal winner, and the band, fairly jaunty version of Aron Ravine, it has to be said, but it's a fairly jaunty moment for Ireland. Michelle Smith, gold medal winner. Now, we're joined on the line by Alistair McLennan, who's the cycling team manager. And Alistair, who's been around the track a couple of times, if you'll excuse the pun. He was in Barcelona and a good friend of Michelle's, I'm told. So, Alistair McLennan, it must be a particularly special moment for you.
Oh, it's fun, yeah. It's unbelievable, yeah. Everybody here just can't believe what they've seen. Everybody knew Michelle was performing really well, and just, I mean, it's absolutely staggering, yeah.
Are you back at the Olympic Village?
I'm not, indeed. I'm actually out at the opening of the hospitality suite of the Irish Olympic team in Decatur, so we're actually awaiting the rest of the party to join us from the pool when the ceremony and all the protocols finish.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be some party. So I suppose Roy Willoughby is out there leading you astray, is he?
He is standing next to me here, yeah, with yes, he is enjoying himself every night.
Now, Alistair, one of the points I was making to Nick Davis there, and I suppose it's true for the whole of the Irish team now, that a win like this on day one of competition must give the rest of it, I mean, for example, the cyclists that you have under your charge, a huge boost.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing of the lot. It's the morale sky high. I think after the heats today, when everybody saw the results, back in the fraternity house in the accommodation, there was big signs up saying, well done and good luck, Michelle, and best of fortune, and all these other associated comments. And really, it was absolutely, the morale was sky high. Whilst everybody was hoping that obviously it was going to be a gold medal, they were hoping it was going to be any medal at the time. But you know, you see by the atmosphere, everybody, she was back for mid-afternoon, went for a massage, and everybody was wishing her, you know, the best, and atmosphere was just absolutely fantastic.
Well, Michelle is just walking out of the swimming stadium there and waving to the crowd, the music playing in the background, and what a big smile on her face. Alistair McLennan, thanks very much indeed for joining us. Michelle leading out Alison Wagner and Christina Egerzecki from the swimming arena. A bunch of flowers in hand, and what a big grin on her face. Just watching it on the monitor here. A marvellous, marvellous moment for Irish sport, for Irish women indeed. And great that a woman should get a gold medal on day one of this 1996 Olympic Games. We're doing a lap of the pool at the moment, in fact, and Michelle with a little tricolour in her right hand with the flowers, waving it at the fairly sizable Irish contingent in the crowd there at the poolside, by the way. They made a fair bit of noise. I think I heard a few of them singing Aron Ravine in the background as well. And this is a moment that Michelle will savour for the rest of her life. Make no mistake about it. And we have an interview lined up very shortly in just a moment. In fact, so will we go to John Kenny at poolside, and John can take it away from there.
Yeah, it's just about sinking in now. I don't think it'll really sink in until I've got metal around my neck.
I was just watching you passing in the water there. It's the biggest underwater smile I've ever...
How's that sound, Pat?
That's sounding very good, John. In fact, we were listening away to it, so you can let that roll and we'll hear what Michelle had to say.
It's just about sinking in now. I don't think it'll really sink in until I have that medal around my neck.
I was just watching you passing in the water there. It's the biggest underwater smile I've ever seen in my entire life. What are you thinking about when you're swimming up and down the warm down pool?
I was trying to take in the race, because I was really trying to focus on swimming my own race rather than, you know, the 15,000 people out there. 14,998 people are screaming for the two Americans, and then there's my parents, you know?
and the few of us in the quest box.
I had to really focus on my own race and not of what was going on around me and not what other people were doing as well in the water. And I think I did that very well, and that's the reason I won it.
Tactically, it was a brilliant race. You went out brilliantly, 62 in the 100 fly. Of course, Ekebeke was going to come back to you in the backstroke, but you felt comfortable with that?
Yeah, I was actually surprised that she wasn't right with me on the butterfly, because I thought she would be frightened after she saw my fly in the morning.
Yeah,
so I thought she'd go out with me, and then if she had gone out with me, she would have been able to have a better lead on the backstroke. But she just wasn't far enough ahead on the backstroke, and as soon as we turned into the breaststroke and I could see her within reach, I knew I wasn't going to let her go.
Your breaststroke, as I said before, was one of your weakest strokes. You certainly worked on it, and it certainly paid off there today.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that, and also the freestyle. You know, I've done a lot of endurance work, really a lot of work this year, and it paid off. You can see in the last 100, that's where I just took off.
And Eric said before the race that 3 meters behind, with 100 to go, you'd win it. You're literally half a meter behind. You must have felt good then.
Yeah, I knew once I couldn't see the American, but I could see Ekebeke beside me. And I knew once I was within 2 seconds of her that I could beat her.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you turned and you thought, look, I've got this, and you were ahead and 25 meters to go with the elation? You knew they weren't going to catch you. How did you feel?
I just thought, keep going, because you never know who's on the other side of you. So I just wanted to keep going until I touched the wall.
How are you going to feel when that tricolour goes up? I know what you felt like in Vienna. It
Brilliant.
Must be something else.
Brilliant. It's amazing. And the first time for swimming.
And of course, the rest of the week to come, this could be just the start of something really big.
Well, I'm just going to take it one race at a time, because it's going to be a very long, hard week. And I know I'm swimming well, but the competition is going to take its toll. The humidity and the heat is going to take its toll. I'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Briefly, you're back in the 400 free. How are you going to approach that race? I know it's shortly after you winning a gold medal. How are you going to approach that?
I'm going to approach it the same way I did my medley. I think that, you know, the racing here is, you know, everybody's fit and everybody's ready on the day, but it's 90% mental, and I think that's the biggest difference between how I won tonight and how I got a silver last year, and that's the same way I'm going to approach all my other races from now on.
Speaking of mental, I think the whole of Ireland will be going mental for you this week. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well, that's it, Con. Michelle Smith, sorry about the start of that, but you understand it is live radio, and we did get the interview with her. She's now just got a medal, as you probably heard earlier on, and she's now going into the press conference, which I hope I nip into and get a few more words with her. I've also got an interview with Eric De Bruin, her coach, and we'll play that for you in a little while as well. But I hope the quality of that was good, and
It was quite fine.
Very good.
Fine, and we're very delighted to hear from Michelle Smith. John Kenny at Poolside. We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be interested to hear what Eric had to say as well. I'm sure he was equally excited. Indeed, we all are. John Kenny at Poolside. We'll be back to you in you go into that press conference there and see what they have to say. I think you'll appreciate that we just had to run over a little bit in the excitement of the moment. We are due to go back for a news bulletin to Dublin, which we're going to do right now. But in the excitement of the moment, we had to be there, and we certainly had to be there for the medal presentation and our own Naveen. And it's time once again for us to catch our breath in Atlanta. We'll hand you back to Dublin.
Thank you very much, Con. It's RT Radio 1 you're listening to. It's 2:09.